This is 1-2 Radio, changing the way you listen to the world. It is Thursday. This is Tune In with Erica. I'm Erica. Hey, how are you doing today? Hello. How lovely to have your company today. It is Thursday, the 21st of March. I was about to say April. My brain has already left the building. Good luck to you today having a conversation with me. It is lovely to have your company on this day. At the beginning of spring, we have just stepped over the equinox. We're still in the shadow of the equinox, of course. You don't have to wait till the exact moment. Of course, it's lovely to do something at the exact moment, but it has a shadow that you can work in. In fact, I'm leading an equinox ceremony this weekend on Saturday. So, I spent some time with a lovely friend of mine, I'll give her a shout out, called Val Stagg, who always observes the wheel of the year. She's very shamanic in her work over here in the UK in Cornwall. And we're going to be leading an equinox ceremony together. And she said, what do you want to do? And I said, well, hey, I'm a Libra. It's the equinox. I've got some very, very old fashioned, you know, those lovely old brass scales that used to get in old fashioned shops where you put weights on one side and you put the goods on the other. Well, I have some of those. So I thought, well, that's a no brainer. I'll be taking the scales with me. I told you you're going to have an interesting conversation with me today. The brain is not quite in the building. And it's because I've been meditating and doing lots of stuff. So I'm going to be taking the scales. And then I had this idea of collecting some pebbles off the beach. I think there's going to be 5 or 6 of us at this ceremony. And we always begin by having a talking stick and just sharing what's going on with us. So I had the idea of what it is that we would like to balance. I was going to put these stones in a bowl of water. The water being our emotions, our feelings, those things that rise up for us that we need to bring into balance, and have everybody go around holding a stone as they hold the talking stick and just saying what it is that they feel in their life is out of balance at the moment. And at the end of the sharing, to put these stones on the scales and then see if I can find some weights to just balance those scales as we go on with the rest of the ceremony and do some meditations and lots of drumming and all the other things that we are planning to do. So if that's given you an idea, go for it. You could do something similar or just get the stones and maybe get one set of stones, white ones, or one set of stones that are a colour, and balance the energy that way and put one heap of stones on one side of things that you want to release and one set of stones on the other side of things that you want to empower. You could do that for an equinox ceremony. Just an idea. So a very good morning to you if you're joining us. I can see as I dip into the Facebook chat room that there are people coming in. If you're new to 1-2 Radio, first of all, what a pleasure to meet you. I hope you will join us again. If you would like to join us in the chat room, it is a Facebook closed group. So the way that that works is you go to 1-2radio.com, look at the menu. On the left-hand side, there's lots of goodies in there, including the on-demand system where you can find this show as soon as I can get it, the recording to the on-demand, plus all the recordings from my colleagues. It's an absolute treasure trove of wisdom in there. Particularly, go and listen to Mark Husson's show from Monday about the beginning of Aries. Very informative. And have a look where Aries is in your chart. Wonderful thing to be doing, especially when we're coming into balance. But anyway, it will take you into the Facebook chat room and you'll see my banner, Tune In with Erica. And I'm just going to take a look and see who's already joined me in the Facebook chat room. I have Maureen Whitevarner, another Libran. Yes. We like balance. I have my colleague from 1-2 Listen, Jennifer Lakshmi Dove. Lovely to have you in the house. Tiffany, good morning. Shirin, just Shirin. Renee, Laura and Tara are in there at the moment. I will be in there doing readings so we can do some of that. Also, just a heads up, I'm going to do a meditation because I was sitting today, as I always do before this show, saying, angels, deities, whomever wants to work with me, what do you want me to talk about? And one of the things that came up this morning when I was doing my cacao ceremony was to do with fears and how much our fears limit us in the world. It's that idea of, I think it was said to be Mark Twain, but I don't think he actually did say it. I think it was somebody who wrote to a newspaper. I think it was the New York Times. But anyway, whoever said it, bless them, the saying is, some of the worst things in my life never happened. In other words, we live with our fears and we live with our worries and we let them corral us to live a less than life if we're not careful. So I'm going to do a bit of sounding and I'm going to do a little meditation work if you're up for that. And the nice thing about the fact this show will be recorded, I told you I'm still meditating, the brain is just not in the building. You can go back and catch the replay of this show in the on-demand system, and that way if this time is not appropriate for you to do this meditation, then you can go back and do it at a time that is convenient to you. I have put in the Facebook banner up the top, ho ho me hearties, I should say drink up as well, because I was watching Pirates of the Caribbean last night. I'd forgotten how much I loved that movie. And it is that thing, the Jack Sparrow thing, he was a great character for facing up to life. I mean, he had so many mishaps in that movie, including nearly being hung for being a pirate. And if you know the subsequent movies, he does at some point on a beach somewhere address the fact that he never wants to know when he's, I think he's just escaped the Kraken, the sea creature, and he doesn't care, he doesn't want to know when the moment is coming, because that makes him alive in every second of every day that he's living. And I absolutely wholeheartedly agree with that. So if you're up for being a bit brave and join me for a bit of spiritual buccaneering today, is what I've put in the Facebook chat room, then absolutely I am up for that with you. So let's have a look at what you're saying in there. Let's just tip this up the right way so we can have a look. So Laura, good morning to you. And one, two friends, happy spring indeed. Happy Aries, happy spring, happy equinox, the whole shebang. Of course, I will do you a message. Renee, good morning. Shirin, you would love a message as well. Happy Persian New Year. Wow, I didn't know that one. So we'll add that to the list. Celebrated on the spring equinox. That's a new one I shall have to make a note of in my diary. Thank you for that, Shirin. Maureen, Libra sister, yes. It's a cold start to spring where you are. You would love a message for the eclipse as it falls in your sign. Absolutely, it does fall in our sign. I'm looking forward to it being very powerful. If you're not a Libra sun sign, which Maureen and I are, go take a look where Libra is in your chart or what house it's in. If you've got your chart, that might give you an idea of what it will impact. Happy spring equinox. Thank you, Tiffany, who would also like a message. Jennifer Lakshmi Dove. I love it. She has a picture that's clearly taken from Snow White, except Snow White's got her mouth open under an entire urn of coffee being poured into her. I'm guessing you need your coffee this morning, Jennifer. Good morning to Joni as well. Good morning. You would love a card around daily work. Okay, for sure, I can go and do that. So let's go back up to the top, take a look at where I am and get some of those readings done. Okay, so let's start with the card of the day. I pulled a card of the day for you, even if you're not in the Facebook chat room. I can just see Sandy has come in the room as well. Good morning to Sandy. So whether you can come in the room or not, the card of the day that I pulled just before I went on air is one of the major arcana cards from my Wisdom Tarot deck. It's one of my absolute favourites. It's called The Lovers. It comes with Archangel Raphael, who, as you know, is my main angel that I've archangel that I've worked with since day one when I realized that I could work with archangels. It carries a connection to Gemini, which is communication. It's number 6 in the major arcana, and everybody thinks The Lovers is about relationships. I often say this, and it is, or I would prefer how you relate to. And as we're going to be talking about fears, I think that's incredibly important. How do you relate to your fears? It's also about making choices with your heart, or making wise choices. In another deck, I've got the Mythic deck, which was, I always forget. It's Liz Green and, forgotten. I told you the brain has left the building. But anyway, it's astrology meets Jungian theology and the tarot as well. And the lovers in that is that it's the Greek hero's journey, and he's faced with three goddesses and he can only choose one. And of course Athena is the beautiful one, but you've got Hera, who is victory and who is wisdom and wealth, and you've got Athena, who's victory in battle. Which one is he going to choose? Well, of course he goes for the pretty one because he's a young man, but actually perhaps he would have been wiser to have Hera or Athena. So it's making wise choices, and the wise choice is not necessarily what looks pretty on the outside of the box. So there is that energy as we step into Aries this year as well, that's part of this card. So I leave you with that thought as I take a look for Laura. Good morning to you, and you would love a message. You haven't asked for a particular topic, so I'll just tune in. And as I do that, the card comes out. Lots of major arcana cards. This happened all last week as well. Do you remember? This time you've got the Hermit. Comes with Archangel Raziel and is connected to Virgo. Very much about time spent in meditation. So perhaps you're going to enjoy this meditation this morning. There's a beautiful fire of wisdom lit in front of Raziel. And Raziel's, you see rainbow lights when you see Raziel. He's said to sit so close to the hand of God that he knows all the secrets of the world. So he knows where your secrets are hidden, or he knows what doors want opening for you. So you could call on him in the meditation that I'm going to do. And he asks you to come out and shine your light in the world. This is not, the Hermit is not about hiding away. It's exactly the opposite. It means finding your strengths. And as I say that, there's a little tag that came off my tea this morning. You know, I've got those yogi teas and they have little pearls of wisdom on the piece of paper that's attached to the string of your tea bag. And I look at this one, it's sitting right in front of me and came off there. I sit it on my computer and it says, share your strengths, not your weaknesses. That's very much the Hermit. So I hope that you will, and I hope you'll enjoy the meditation, which will even empower you more. Let's have a look further down. Shirin would like a message with your Persian New Year. I just love that. Actually, I'm wearing, as you say that, Shirin, I'm wearing a Persian bracelet. In the Second World War, my father was based over in what is now Iran, but it was called Persia. And he bought back some Isfahan silver, some Persian silver. And it's the one thing I have left that was given to me by my father. And I'm wearing it at the moment. So perhaps I knew that it was Persian New Year, or perhaps he is about me today. Very probably. Who knows? Anyway, the card I have for you is the Ten of Earth. I love this card because it just feels very grounded. It shows all the ancestry, and there I am talking about my father and Persian things. It shows the ancestry. Here there are grandparents. There are the young family. The young family lady is pregnant again, and there's already a grandchild there as well. This is about legacy. It can mean, because it's the Earth card, it can mean financial security, but also it's to do with family legacy, the family line, the gifts and wisdom that has come down to you through your family. Even if you didn't get on with your family, the fact that they offered you life lessons is your legacy. To either heal those things or to embrace them, or heal them and embrace them would be even better. So I hope that makes sense to you, Shirin. Maureen, yep, it's cold where you are and you'd like a message for the eclipse. Absolutely. So let's tune into this Libra energy for you, Maureen, and ask. There we go. Got three cards, maybe because it's your eclipse. Two Earth cards and a major arcana card. And you're a Libra. And I promise you, the card that's come out of the deck is balance. Of course it has. It's Archangel Zadkiel with a rainbow flowing from cup to cup, and one foot on the earth and one foot in the water. The practicality, the material, the emotional, the spiritual, it all needs bringing into balance. It's a blending of ideas. It's a blending of how we live life. We need a little of both. We are spiritual beings in a physical body. We have to deal with the physicality of life. There is no way of getting away from that. We'll be back in spirit soon enough. Life is short. So he's saying blending of this, enjoying life with whatever it brings, the power of diversity and patience and balance. And this comes with these two earth cards. Now, interestingly, it's the ace and the page. Now, the ace is the little girl and the page is that little girl grown up into a teenager or young woman. And the little girl started out with this learning lesson, walking up this beautiful path, clutching a book. And by the time she is grown or matured, she's in a library surrounded by books. And yet she's still learning. She loves learning. She's never going to stop learning, this girl. She knows when she stops, that's the time she goes back into spirit, because we had the balance card. So I would say to her, use the eclipse, open up to even more learning. Be open to where life needs to take you next. Tiffany, happy spring equinox to you. You would like a message on what I need to know right now. Whoa, that flew straight out of the deck. A lovely water card, one of my favourites. It has Cupid on it. It's the Two of Water. It has a cusp of a new moon. And it's always about falling in love or the resurgence of romantic relationships. But this doesn't have to be with people. This can be falling in love with life as well. It's falling in love with your existence at this time as a human being. It's about forgiveness. It's about ending challenges. It can be exchanging gifts, but it's also about not giving up on people you love. And the message I am hearing when I say that is that includes you. So this is about relating to the world and loving life. I'm just scrolling past Jennifer and the gallons of coffee that you must have imbibed by now to Joni. Good morning. You would like a card around daily work life, which direction to go. So if I could have an angel or archangel, please, to help Joni with her work life. And one comes out of the deck. Interestingly, I have Archangel Raguel. Raguel's color is a kind of royal blue. He is the Archangel of relationships, and he's sitting on a throne surrounded by two very balanced swords with a beautiful medallion of power. It is the card to do with Libra. Always this card in the Major Arcana deck is Libra. It's the Justice card. It's number 8, and 8 of course is the infinity loop. And there are these scales being balanced. One has a stone on and the other has lots of light. The stone is our material existence. The light is our spirituality. And he has a beautiful halo around him. So again, this is balance. And you're asking about work life, which direction to go. Where will you find that balance, Joni, that allows you to express your creativity, the truth of who you really are, and what you want to shine in this world? And another card just came out as I said that, and it's back to the Two of Water, of falling in love with life. So in terms of daily work life, what do you want from life? And you can do it in this meditation I'm about to do. If you want to know what direction to go in, again, it's the card we had at the beginning of the show, the Raphael, the choosing with your heart. Where or what will help you to shine? So that is the message for today. I will go back in and refresh this page in a moment, but I do just want to see where I am in the show. Yeah, I want to do this meditation. So I'm going to do you a bit of sound healing, I hope. This normally works when I do it. You need a bit of an om wash, so let's do that. So I hope that's bathed you in a little om. And then, oops, nearly dropping them. Then we want some dragons, of course we do. It's the year of the dragon. And then what I love to do in the morning is an and a dragon. So, and I would encourage you, if you're going to listen to this later, to go back and put some headphones on to pick up these, because it is in stereo. And you will pick up the directions. There's an om. And there's your dragon. So I hope that's helped you to take a deep breath as we prepare. So I'm going to do this meditation now about fear. So here's something to think about as you do this journey. What it is, use the eclipse energy as well. Use the spring energy, the balance. What is it you need to balance out? Where are your fears? What is it that makes you less than, because you're perhaps afraid of failing? You're afraid of not being good enough. You're afraid of what people think of you. You're afraid about judgments from other people or judgments of yourself. How about making friends with your fears rather than running away from them? Because fears are the unhealed part of our ego. And people think we have to crush the ego, but we actually don't. We can't. We're in a physical body. It comes with an ego. But it's the unhealed ego that does the damage. A healed ego is a helpful thing. It's a guide. So what is it that you need to balance? What do you need to heal? I'm just going to bring in a little music that I actually use when I'm training people with Reiki. So let me just bring this in for a meditation. There we go. And I'm going to take you on a journey. And it's a beautiful walk, so even if it's snowing and cold where you are, we're going for a walk in nature. We're walking across a beautiful sunny meadow. There is a path in the centre, and we're walking through the middle of the grasses and the wildflowers and the poppies. And you're barefoot, and that's fine because your feet are strong and used to this. And you're grounding into Pachamama, Gaia. And the sun of the heavens is shining down on you, and your fingertips are brushing on the tops of the grasses. And in front of you, you see that this path is going to lead you into woodland. And as you enter the wood, you feel the cool of the air as you leave the sun of the meadow behind. And your feet feel the soft, springy, leafy, mossy ground that is now underneath you. And you feel the light of the dappling through the trees. And you see a clearing in the forest, and a grassy mound with light, bright white light shining down on it. It is so enticing. And you walk towards this mound, and you lie down with your back on the soft green grass. And you sink into it, wrapped and held by Gaia. And this white crystal light shines down on you. And you know that it is so safe. You can call all those fears to join you, that they have no power here. Bring them into the light. Let them be seen for what they are. Just fears, just limitations that have no impact on your spiritual being whatsoever. And see them for what they are, naked fears, trembling in the light, and embrace them and love them and welcome them to join you in the power that you are. Watch them be healed. Watch yourself become empowered. Surrender. Surrender to the joy and the power that you truly are, a beautiful soul. As the year progresses, this is what you will bring into balance. As you step forward into this astrological year that begins with Aries, empowered, enlightened, embracing all those limitations. And slowly feel the grass back under you as you come back into the material world and the light above you begins to fade. And welcome back. So I hope that was helpful. I'm going to very quickly look in the Facebook chat room if I can. As if you want to go and pick up that meditation again, as soon as I possibly can do it, I will get the show onto the on-demand system. And if you know someone else who would enjoy and who would benefit from doing that meditation, please do tell them. I'm going to very quickly look. Come on, computer, you can do it. You can be that quick this morning. Yes, you can. So I'm going to whiz down and just see if there's anybody that I missed. Come on, computer, you can do it. Good morning to Sandy and Denise. Good morning, and Catherine and Tiffany. I'm just going to see how much time I've got left. I haven't really got time to pull you any cards. I'll try and go back in the chat room and do some cards later. But thank you. And Laurie Love, good morning as well. My colleague, Laurie Love. Lovely to have you all in the chat room. And lovely to have your company as well. Okay, where am I for time? I am coming up on time, so I will go back in the chat room and do you those readings as best I can. Don't forget, there is a very, very packed day coming up here on 1-2 Radio, as there is every day. We've got Jay and Raven on the way with your backstage pass. I love listening to that show because I like to get the lowdown on my colleagues as much as you do. Also, then at 10, we've got the Erin Carrera show, and at 11, Twice the Power, you have got Kay and Peggy with their show, The Strands of Wisdom, and it will be wisdom as well with Kay and Peggy. So I hope that empowers you for today. I will be back at the same time next week. Until then, happy equinox, happy Aries, have a wonderful week, lots of love, and bye-bye for now.